I just didn't believe the said things like that, the idea of it. I wouldn't have the idea that you have been spent things like that concerning certain people, me or anybody, you see. And I don't believe, you see.
You use sort of an indignant mood, right?
Yeah, you see. So I, in other words, I'd be surprised to hear that from certain people.
Uh-huh. If somebody broke something of yours, that apologized for breaking your rake or something like that, you might say, that's okay. I didn't like it. What? I didn't care about that.
You mean, if you broke something of yours,
just to make them feel better, you say, I didn't care about that.
Yeah. In other words, you apologize to them if somebody broke something through a mistake, or didn't ask if somebody to break something, you know, intentionally. Well, then you know, it wouldn't make you feel good, but all the same time, it's best to express your ideas on it. So, well, I would have thought you did like that, but still you done broken, so go ahead on. That's what I do. I would tell somebody that that was all right, and then I know I don't want to break up nothing. And so I just tell them, well, I wouldn't get out there and raise no sand with me, nothing, but I didn't know that I didn't appreciate breaking certain things. Somebody go out there and let the tire down on my car, well then I don't go out there fighting, for I don't believe in nothing like that, but I sure never know they did me wrong.
Yeah.
You should let people know they're wrong.
Now, you might say certain animals don't come out during the daytime, they come out
at night.
At night?
Yeah.
Okay. Or
you take a certain animal with a name come up. You take raccoons, possums, and most of all our like foxes and all like that. They stir a little bit, but most of the animals like that stirs at night.
Mostly. What about the type of animals you have? You got a type of animals that type birds that can see in the night?
Now, let me see. I don't know. I'm sure there is some birds that can see at night. But I don't know. I just can't. No, that's something there. I don't know what type of bird you see.
It kind of goes, woo, woo.
Oh, owl. Who owl?
What kind of owls you got?
Squeak owls, who owls. Squeak owls, they can see at night. They wake at night to do that going about you, right?
I see.
And a horn owl.
I see.
Yeah, they do that. They wake at night to get about you. I wasn't talking about owls. They don't want to do it at night. They do that time.
You got the kind of bird that puts his head against the tree?
Yeah, that's what they call a woodpecker.
Woodpecker.
Yeah.
You ever hear folks call that a peckerwood?
Yeah. See, you got some what's called redhead, peckerwood, sapsucker. They all peck a hole in the tree. They got the tree to be pecked hole there. And they pick it and you know, and raise a little in them hole they peck in that tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, these peckerwoods, did folks, you got a big one maybe, a real big one about the size of a chicken?
No, well, I haven't seen one like that. The most I've seen is just in the bird size, small. But I haven't seen no real large one.
Okay.
Could be now, but I haven't seen a real large that pecks in. I've seen what they call a redhead, and then they call one they call a sapsucker, like, well, they peck holes. And then they raise them nuts in them places too.
But you do call them a, would you call them that?
Woodpecker.
Would you ever call them a peckerwood or?
Yeah. I'd call them peckerwood. Yeah.
Did you ever hear a class of people referred to as that ever, you know, or folks?
About that type of bird?
Yeah.
No, I have no more. That's most of all I've heard them called, but maybe they may have a great name for them.